Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties. Gotta love technical difficulties. New jams. Oh, yeah. That got me pumped up. Folks, you gotta love technical difficulties. Now, here I am. I just got into Washington State. It's been clearing a million for the past 3 days. Haven't had any problems whatsoever. Got this new, it's not cable internet like I had down south with Cox cable. You had your cable TV, and then the same line that ran your cable TV also went into a particular modem that they gave you, and then you had cable internet. You never had to worry about anything. As long as cable's working, internet's working. While I come up to Washington State, I go with a company called Clear. They send me a modem. Interesting thing is it doesn't plug into the internet, doesn't come through your wall per se. You actually plug modem in. It pulls the internet from the sky like some great magical mumbo jumbo. Woo! Man, that's really, really good. And then you just plug it directly into your computer. No problem. That means you can take that modem anywhere. I can go anywhere as long as I can, plug it into an electrical outlet, I should have internet. Well, I'm in Washington State, and guess what? The clear in a million days, the sunshine going through had to end at some point, and so here we are with rain and overcast skies, and apparently that gives my modem a major problem. So I'm going to have to call the company and see what's the dealio, because that's not going to work for me. I can't be having problems with the internet, especially when I have a radio show scheduled. Especially when that radio show is about controlling your thoughts, thought control skills for greater personal success and a higher life experience. Now, I'm going to give you an example of the ability to control thought. I'm sitting here in my underoos about 2 hours ago, just rolled out of bed because I was up late again working on the content for today's radio show. And I go ahead and I turn on my laptop and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a fantastic show. I've got great content to tell people. We're going to have a lot of fun. And what's this here? I can't get online? Don't even try it. I'm thinking to myself, I don't have time for this kind of stuff. Now, me being a brilliant fellow of vast intelligence, I could sense the anxiety starting to root itself. Now, I've been through this a million times before when it comes to being in situations that require you to be flexible. So, of course, I'm paying attention both to my internal state to determine whether or not I'm in control of my thoughts and my emotions and my state of mind, while I'm dealing with the normally stressful situation at the same time. So I've got two things going on. It's almost like a scale, a balance going on. I'm dealing with the world on the outside, and I'm dealing with the inner world. And of course, that's going to be key in a couple of things I'm going to talk to you about today. I had to extend the show to make sure I could get in that content. So I'm sitting here, and I'm in my underoos, by the way, and I'm, okay, of course, not underoos. It's Fruit of the Looms. I'm wearing boxers, in case anybody out there was wondering. I'm sitting here. I'm dealing with this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I don't have time for this, yet what I really don't have time for is to get upset over something that I cannot control. And folks, most of your upset, most of the things you suffer from on a daily basis, your anxieties, your worries, your concerns, most of the things you cannot control. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that right now. I'm kind of winging it because I'm off schedule. But in my particular case, the ability to realize what I can and what I cannot control, and then to consciously direct my thoughts in such a way that I don't obsess over what I can't control, and instead focus those thoughts to deal with what I can control, and to make sure that I'm dealing only in positive emotional outcomes, well, that changes the situation for me. So instead of, hey, I'm going down in a ball of flames and people are tuning into the video show thinking that, hey, where's this guy? He's a slob. He's not showing up. Instead of me thinking from that standpoint, I'm thinking from the standpoint of, okay, be patient, relax. What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is I have to reschedule the show and apologize to some folks for not being able to start on time because of technical difficulties. Now, is that the end of the world for me? Of course not. It's not a problem whatsoever. But for some folks who do not have control of their thoughts, and do not another way, if you don't have control of your thoughts, of course you don't have control of your attention. Of course you have to have control of your attention before you have control of your thoughts. So your attention in such a negative state will be totally immersed in the thought that, oh my God, I'm going down in flames. What am I going to do? This is horrible. People are going to think I suck. So the ability to direct your attention, the ability to control your thoughts, is the ability to absolutely determine your life experience in any moment, whether everything's going right or whether everything seems to be going wrong. And if you can control your thoughts, you're able to actually carve out a subjective reality to where even when things are going wrong, they're still going right. Now, folks, welcome to the Mental Power Hour. Today's show is about thought control skills for greater personal success and a higher life experience. Again, today, I'm winging it, and I'm not worried about it. I extended the show an extra 30 minutes, and we're going to talk about stuff. Well, it's not going to be in any particular order, but you can guarantee that everything I'm going to talk about today is going to be of some value to you. Now, if you'll give me a second, I'm going to go ahead and try to activate the chat room, and hopefully that I'll be able to do that. Give me one second here. If anybody's been sitting around and wondering, hey, how come this guy is not running the chat room today, I'm kicking it up right now. If you want to go on in, feel free to. And remember, if you're listening to the show anywhere else other than Blog Talk Radio, the show page is www.blogtalkradio.com/brain_fitness_training. And, of course, the name of my account is Training Your Brain. And when you go to our Blog Talk Radio page, you'll see an archive there of fantastic shows from over the last year. Every single one of these shows, if you listen carefully, if you pay close attention and do the suggestions that are in the show, could change your life, could set you on the path to getting what it is you really want. I'm not some guru. I'm not some guy who says it's going to change overnight. I'm the guy who sits in the classroom with you and actually pays attention to how everything actually works and how it emanates from the mind. I'm telling you that if you listen to those Blog Talk Radio show archives, you will get some information that can do something extremely valuable for you. So while you're on our Blog Talk Radio page, make sure you click on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our MySpace links. Go in, befriend us, help us get the word out. So today's show. Control skills for a better life. Now, there's a show I did last year on thought control training, and if you get a chance, you should listen to it because it's kind of a prerequisite to this show here, and it's a prerequisite because in this show, I'm not going to talk so much about the fundamentals of thought, the nature of thought, how thought is constructed, about its 3D reality, although I'll mention some things. But if you really want to get the fantastic fundamentals of thought control training, you should go and listen to that show. And one second here, I'll see if I can find out which one it is for you. It is, let's see, thought control, controlling your thoughts. It's the March 20. Oh, that's the show I got right now. Overcome procrastination. Interesting. I don't have it in my archives. Hang on a second. And you're just going to have to bear with me, folks. I'm just working from the high wire here. Let's see, the Blog Talk Radio. Interesting. I didn't put it on my computer. So let's go to Blog Talk Radio page and see what we got. Okay, I'm on the Blog Talk Radio page. And again, folks, I apologize for winging it, but that's just the way it is. You know, I'm going to make it through this, and you're going to make it through this too. And I promise you, the value you get out of this is just going to be fantastic. BlogTalkRadio.com, my Blog Talk Radio. Training your brain. Now I'm going to go into my own archives. See what I got in May 2009 here. Controlling your thoughts. I'll be doggone. Nope. Brain fitness conditioning. That was a good one. Overcoming procrastination. Most of you know you should be listening to that. Mastering fear. That was a real good one. I love that show. I've actually had some calls on that from some folks that really changed their lives. Ah, there it is. June 25th, 2009, the Mental Power Hour, Controlling Your Thoughts. Go check that one out in the brain training, in the archives of the radio show. Let's see how long it is. It doesn't really say. It's either going to be 1 or 2 hours, but I'm telling you, that one right there, if you listen to that show, you'll understand mostly everything I'm going to talk about in this show from a fundamental standpoint. So, but June 25th show, 2009. And what I'm going to go ahead and do, and we'll start on this show right here. Let me get out my notes. It's a lot of times, yeah, a lot of times I will go off the cuff, but I do like to go from a particular structure. Now, I've got two sets of notes here. One I was thinking of this morning as I was getting ready for the show, and I'm thinking, you know what, I need to talk about that. I need to talk about that. Then I had some that I had already set up, but I'm just going to go back and forth. Now, what we're going to talk about today, mechanical versus creative thought. They're two different types of mindsets. Most of you listening to this, most of you hearing the sound of my voice, operate from a mechanical mindset. That means you have the same thoughts over and over and over again. You have the same reactions over and over and over again. What I want you to be able to get to is to think from a creative standpoint. And in order to do that, you have to know the nature of thought, which is why you should go back into my archive, listen to the first part of this, of the first show I did on controlling your thoughts and thought control training. Because in order for you to absolutely change your life, in order for you to elevate from where you are to where you want to be, you can't maintain the same level of thought that you have. Now, well, let me correct that. You can maintain the same level of thought you have, but you can't maintain the same thoughts that you have. Because levels is a whole different thing, and I'll get to that a little bit later in the show. A person can stay immersed in a mechanical mind frame. That means think the same types of thoughts over and over and over again and have the same types of reactions. But they can change out the thoughts and remain on the same level. You can have a life with different appearances. That means you can go from one lifestyle to another type of lifestyle merely by changing the content of the thoughts that you have while remaining on the same level. But if you change the level of thought, that is to move from a mechanical mindset up to a creative mindset, then you literally change your entire life experience, not just where you live, not just what kind of car you drive, not just what kind of friends you hang around, but you change your actual experience of life. And that's what I want to get you into. Because every day I have clients who come to me and say, T. LeVon, dude, here's what I want from your brain training. I want to make more money. I want to drive a fancy car. I want to get further in my career. I want to dominate over my competition. I want to do this. I want to do that. And that level of thought control is actually very basic. I can take a person who has no interest in reaching a higher mental level and help them achieve their goals merely by teaching them how to control the content of their thought. And that's all nice. That's all good. That's well and good. But a person who seeks strictly after the material change without seeking the life change, the personal change, that what some people might call the change in the soul, a change in who you are as a human being, well, quite frankly, that trainee no matter how much they acquire, no matter how much money they make, no matter what they, how big the house or how fancy the car or how cute the girlfriend or how handsome the boyfriend or how high the social status, that person is doomed to repeat the same sorts of mistakes, to endure the same types of unhappiness, to suffer the same states of desperation and anxiety that keeps them chasing on the treadmill. They're doomed to repeat those things as just as they were doing back before they started acquiring the things that they wanted to acquire. But if you can shift your mindset from a mechanical state to a creative state, that changes everything. You can still get everything that you want, but you can actually be happy while you're doing it. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you about some of the things I encounter with clients, with people who are training in the free areas of neurosculpting.com. I have thousands and thousands of people who train using just the free course that I give, the 7-day course. I have tens of thousands of people who watch the videos, who listen to the radio show, people that who write me and who call me, because I do give a number that you can call, because I do try to make sure I get back with everybody. People who call me, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that I run into, that if these folks could simply learn to control their thoughts, everything would change for them. Now, again, I'm winging it. Just bear with me. This show is going to go into the archive. I initially wanted to make this a 2-hour show, but what I found was that, you know, most of the people who listen to this show are in business or in the professional fields, and they don't have time to sit down for 2 hours and listen. This show, about an hour. The information I have, is it's very intense, and I know I'm winging it, but I'm going to give you some good stuff. Now, we're talking about mechanical versus creative thought. I'll describe that to you, what it actually is, in a second. We're going to talk about thought force and effects of thought, the actual thought itself. I'm not going to get into the fundamentals. I'm going to talk about the actual force and effect of every thought that you think. I'm going to tell you about changing the character of your thoughts. I'm going to tell you about changing the content of your thoughts. And I'm going to tell you right now about how to begin thought control training. So, if you're serious about beginning to control your thoughts, if you want to become a happy human being, a fulfilled human being, if you want to quit being assaulted all day by a noisy and chattering mind, here's one thing you can do. You can go to our website, our training studio, which is www.neurosculpting.com. That's neuro-sculpting.com. There's a tab up top on a free 7-day brain fitness training course. The name of the course is 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Now, it's not a course that's promising you that you'll have better brain fitness in 7 days. What it is a 7-day course, one module per day for 7 days. This course is completely self-contained. You don't need anything else from me other than this course, if that's what you want to do, is start some basic training. Just drop in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Just confirm. You'll have instant access to the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course. Along with that, you'll also get an ebook that I did called The Power of Concentration. In addition to that, you'll also have the ability to contact me and let me know how your training is going. And if you're having a specific problem that you can't get over, believe me, I'll help you out. I'll give you some advice. Of course, you'll also have something in your hands that'll allow you to listen to this radio show and to listen to the archives of the radio show, and it serve as a reference so that you'll know and you'll really understand what it is I'm talking about. The course is, again, completely self-contained. It contains over 25 techniques that you can use that can change your life. And folks, I try to tell people, and I try to get them to understand this. In the Neurosculpting Training Studio, I have well over 100 methods, approaches, and techniques that you can use to boost your brain power, to get yourself under control, to get your attention under control, to get your thoughts under control, to get your mind under your own rulership, so that you can be the person you need to be in order to achieve your goal. I have well over 100 types of techniques. Truth of the matter is I have over 200, but I won't put them in the studio. It's already overwhelming as it is. All you really need is one. All you need is one approach, and it could absolutely transform who you are. I personally used three approaches because I wanted to make sure I covered I wanted to train not only my mind and my thoughts, I wanted to train my senses, and I wanted to train my physical body. I used all three things in order to be able to obtain some form of mastery initially years ago so that I could do what it is I really wanted to do, so that I could be who I wanted to be. And, of course, as I trained in these things, the person I thought I wanted to be was insufficient. The person I became was far superior to the person that I wanted to be. And this is something I'm hoping that you'll discover. All you need is one technique. I have trainees every day ask me, hey, T. Levon, I'm working on this, I'm working on that. How many should I work on? How long should I work? And I try to tell them, well, all you really need is one. We just got to discover which one it is. Because I normally have people working on three at a time, but the fact is all I need is one. Because all you need, because what you're looking for is not to have a great, gigantic, hulking brain that radiates power and energy. You don't, that's not what you need. What you need is a small, quiet piece of realization that you already possess all the brain power you need to achieve almost any goal you could possibly have as a human being. You don't need to train for 6-7 hours a day in the hopes of becoming Einstein. All you need is to have one technique that you can sit down and be committed to and do it. And in the act of doing this technique, it reveals to you everything that's been stopping you from demonstrating the power you already have. You want a technique to reveal to you, to open the gates, to open the doors, to shine some light, to illuminate yourself, that you already possess everything that you already need, and that the only reason you haven't been demonstrating it, the only reason you haven't tapped into it, is simply because you didn't realize it. That's what these techniques are for. That's what these approaches really do. Now, in my marketing, I tell you, you can have this, you can have that. The only reason I tell you that is so I can attract your attention. Because most of you, you want a bauble. You want a trinket. You want material goods. You want to be able to go out and get the relationship. You want this, you want that. Folks, I'm telling you, you already have the ability. You just need something, some type of training approach to show you that you already have it. You already had it all along. And you know what? There's only really one way you're going to do it. You're going to have to learn to be able to control your attention and your thoughts. Now, of course, in order to be able to control your thoughts, you've got to be able to control your attention. Now, last week, I gave you a great show that should give you all that kind of information. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. The show before that, of course, gives you that kind of information. That's why I'm telling you guys, if you listen to the archive, you'll have 100 times more information than you need to put you on the path that you need to be on. So we're going to talk about thought, force, and effects, character of thought, content of thought, and beginning your thought control training. Of course, just go to neurosculpting.com, click on the free 7-day course, pop in your email, you'll get the course, read through it. I promise you, if you do what's in the course, you'll find out what's stopping you. You'll find out what's getting in your way. And I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and talk about now some of the things I've been encountering with you guys, even over the past, let's say, 2 weeks. That tells me, and these things are signs. I always generally talk about signs. This week's show, here's some signs that you need to be able to control your thoughts. Here's signs you need to be able to control your attention. Here's some signs you need to be able to get your emotions in order, all this kind of stuff. Well, here's what I'm running into. Religion. I'm running into, especially of late, good Christians good Muslims, Sikhs. Remember, I'm dealing with hundreds of thousands of people, folks. People who simply do not obey their religion the way they're supposed to. I'm running into religious hypocrisy on a grand scale. Folks, if you go to church, if you go to synagogue, if you go to mosque, you know deep down in your heart whether or not you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know deep in your heart whether or not you're being the person that you're supposed to be in the highest ideals of your religion. And if you're not meeting that ability, well, guess what? Controlling your thoughts. This is a good show for you, but of course you need to go back to the other show that I did back in June 2009 also. Here's the other thing. I'm running into a vast amount of religious hypocrisy. People unable to fulfill the highest ideals of their religion. I'm running into weak career behavior. People who cannot do well in their careers. They can't do well in careers because they have no control over their attention. And if they have at least some control of their attention to where they can at least make it through the workday without goofing off the entire time, they don't have control over their thoughts so that they can fulfill the job requirement that they're supposed to be fulfilling. And some of these people are very ambitious, but they can't fulfill their ambition because they don't have control over either their attention, their thoughts, or both. Another thing I'm running into, low self-esteem. I'm running into people who have gotten into businesses, small businesses, multi-level marketing, network marketing, little private businesses that they put together, who don't believe deep down in the core of their being that they deserve success. And they express it in a way to me as, oh, no, I'm not going to try to really, you know, make this into a big thing. Or, you know what, I'm not really trying to make a lot of money at this. I'm not thinking this is going to expand or anything. I just want to, you know, just kind of piddle around with it. When someone tells me that and they've got a business, I know they're lying. And if you're listening to this show and you're one of those folks and you know who you are, I'm not accusing you of lying. I'm telling you that you're being deceived by your own thoughts. It's entirely natural for a human being to succeed. Entirely natural. And folks in the chat room, I hope you'll forgive me. I can see the things in there. It's just that I got to stay focused on this show. I will be right in the chat room as soon as I'm done to answer any questions. Shaza, you wrote, are the lessons meant for one per day? Actually, in a seven-day course, it's meant for you to read one per day. But you want to incorporate what you learn over weeks and months. However it takes, however long it takes for you to be able to understand what's in there. Okay? Yeah, great, cool. So here's what I'm running into. I'm running into people with low self-esteem, religious hypocrisy, weak career and business performance. I'm running into people who are on diets and on exercise plans who are miserable. People looking in the mirror, hating the way they look. Oh, folks. That kind of suffering is so unnecessary. I don't care if you weigh 500 pounds and your butt is dragging on the floor. There is no excuse for hating yourself when you look in the mirror. You're deceived by your own mind. Hence this show. You need to listen to it. And you need to go back into June and listen to the other show. There is absolutely no reason for you to suffer because you don't look the way you think you should look. And the way you think you should look, listen to the show. I'm telling you right now, you need to stop living by false ideals. You need to be able to control your thoughts. You need to be able to determine your own thoughts. Remember, right, if you're dealing in any of the things I just described, you're on the level of mechanical thought. Predictable reactions. Psychiatrists, psychologists, they love you. That's how they can do their jobs. They can lay you down on a couch, get you to talking, and they already know who you are because the patterns you're going through have existed since humanity began, since we first crawled out of the sea, if you believe that, or since we first woke up in the Garden of Eden, if you believe that, or whatever you believe. The mental patterns that you're suffering through a mechanical level are entirely predictable. They're written in books. They're written in psychology. You're a machine. You're an automaton, and you got to step out of that. You got to start thinking and start operating from the creative level, an entirely different level, and we'll get into that in a second. Another thing I'm running into, what's the list so far? Religious hypocrisy, poor business and career performance, low self-esteem, self-hate, self-loathing, bigotry. I cannot believe the level of mindless bias and bigotry, judgmentalism, shallowness that I've run into since I've arrived in Washington State. I mean, I just came from a really, really small town. You can almost call it a one-horse town. So here I am in the city, in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And believe me, this is actually a very open-minded area. And incredibly enough, I've never been to an area more open-minded than this since San Diego. Yet, I can guarantee you that 50% of the conversations I've had with people here, race has come up. It blows my mind. Mechanical thought. Mindless conditioning. People who don't own their own thoughts. They think these thoughts are theirs. No, these thoughts are handed to you. They're carved into the machine and you're just running with it. I cannot believe the bias and prejudice that I've run into in the so-called open area. I can't believe that people can come. There's you know, the level of interracial relationships here is higher than any place I've been. Gays, lesbians can feel totally comfortable in this area. But it's strange that when I talk to people, these things come up. I don't understand it. But then again, I've run into such a vast religious hypocrisy here. It's insane. Any of those things, if you're dealing with any of this, you're dealing in the mechanical mental level. People who do not control their thoughts, they have their thoughts handed to them, and they run with that. They wouldn't have an original thought if somebody sung it to them. So these are the things I'm running into that really inspired me with this show today. And have prompted me to talk about the things I'm going to talk about. So, mechanical versus creative thought. Mechanical thought. It's the conditioned ideas you already have in your head. And when I say conditioned ideas you already have in your head, most of the self-talk you deal with throughout the day, most of the things you tell yourself, especially in relation to other people, your hopes, dreams, the things you think about all day long, that's mechanical thought. And if you've listened to the previous show on controlling your thought, you already know that thought is a three-dimensional experience. Taste, touch, sound, depth. When your attention is immersed in a thought, you're there. It's like an entire whole world to you. You're so deep in thought sometimes you don't even know that you're in a room. When you're driving and you're totally immersed in a thought, you'll pass by the exit that you're supposed to get off of. People will drive for hours and never once have their hand on the wheel mentally because they're gone. Machines and robots driving around. And people wonder why we have so many accidents. Mechanical thought. Mechanical reactions. When you speak to someone and you're judging them while you're speaking to them. Heck, they haven't even finished with their conversation and you already know what you want to talk. You can't wait to jump in. Somebody says something to you and you've already judged it. You think you know the answer to everything, mechanical thought. Your opinions, your assumptions, oh my goodness, people, your assumptions. If I could train you on one thing is to disconnect yourself from your assumptions, that will radically transform your life. Your assumptions about other people, your assumptions about what you think you know, your assumptions about what you think the world is really all about, your assumptions about yourself. Mechanical, conditioned. Handed to you by parents, handed to you by friends, handed to you by authority figures, handed to you by the government, handed to you by television stations, especially you folks who are looking in the mirror and you don't like your appearance, you don't like the way you look, you don't like the way you feel, you're miserable, you're depressed. Oh, I've run into so much depression the past couple weeks. Thanks to the media, you're carrying around ideals in your head that are absolute. Hey, dog, quit barking. Hey, come here. Folks, I want to introduce you to Onyx. Onyx is the biggest poodle I've ever seen in my life. Belongs to my cousins, and I'm dog sitting today. How you doing, Onyx? Say hey, say. Anyway, all these thoughts are handed. Hey, hush up, hound. All these thoughts are handed to you, given to you by society, given to you by the media, and you believe them. You bought into them, hook, line, and sinker. And then there's creative thought. Creative thought is when you are the determiner of your thoughts. Dog, I'm going to put you out in the garage if you don't cut it out. Folks, I'm going to have to ask your pardon a second. I'm going to go put Onyx out in the garage because with all this barking, he's trying to take over the show. Hang on a second. You know, someday I'm going to have a television show. It's going to be nationally broadcast, and I don't think I'm going to have a dog on there barking, taking over my show. So, in any case, creative thought is a mindset wherein you are not only the determining factor of the thoughts you think, you create your own thoughts, you design your own thoughts, and then you hold on to those thoughts. And believe me, if you can think a creative thought, you have no choice but to hold on to it because you've got a subconscious mind that's chock full of thoughts, chock full of conditioning from that from your past. And you're going to have to hold on to every thought that you create. I'll give you an example of creative thought. I mean, you know, before I give you the example, let me tell you something. Before you can operate from a creative mindset, and I'm not talking about the ability to do paintings or to write books or do sculptures. I'm talking about a creative mindset. Before you can operate consistently and constantly from that mindset, you must have some mastery over thought itself. The creative mindset allows you to go from a position of looking in a mirror and not liking what you see to looking in a mirror and loving what you see. The creative mindset takes you from a place of looking at a person's skin color or their sexual orientation or their political affiliation and judging them by that, takes you from that place to looking at a human being and loving them because you know their potential. You know what's deep down inside of them because you know what's deep down inside of you. You don't have time for surface bias. You don't have time for ignorant prejudice. You don't have time for playing political games. Because you know the deep truths behind all that stuff. Your conversations change. Your concerns change. They all elevate. And then you deal with mechanical people and you understand them. You don't hate them or disparage them. You understand them. You know where they're coming from. You're an example. You're an inspiration. You listen to the conversations that go on with mechanically minded people, and you have a sense of mercy and sympathy for them, because you realize these people are asleep at the wheel, and that their hopes and their dreams and their aspirations, well, they're most of them are there simply because they want to get out of the constant discomfort that comes with operating on a mechanical level. Operating on a mentally mechanical level is painful. And in the training studio, like in the 7-day course, that's one of the things you'll find out. You'll start to actually notice the constant discomfort that comes from the mechanical level. Your thoughts are constantly bombarding you. You're constantly in conflict with the world around you, because the world around you is not there to conform to the thoughts that you have in your head constantly. The world constantly conflicts what you have in your head. And so you must suffer because of the contradiction. The world's not the way I like it, so I better change it. That guy's a Democrat. I don't like it. He's black. She's white. He's Hispanic. They're not the way I want them to be. So, of course, you're going to suffer. I'm not making the money that the guy on TV says I should make. Some guy in a book somewhere says that if I'm not making $1 million, I'm a slob. So you suffer being a slob because you don't have the big house. You don't have the trophy wife. You don't have the rich husband. You're not driving the huge car. So you suffer. Well, the creative mindset doesn't suffer like that. The creative mindset understands the truth about thought itself. The creative mindset understands the nature of thought and refuses to suffer over a simple signal in the head. The creative mind can listen to the media, the television, and listen and read the newspaper and realize that the world is run and ruled by the power of thought. And merely because someone expresses an idea does not mean that you have to suffer because of it. Does not mean that you have to adopt that idea. But only from a creative mindset can you know that. If you're not operating from a creative mindset, you're biting and chewing and choking down any idea that comes your way. You're either accepting it or you're fighting against it. And there's no need to do either one. From the creative mindset, you can create your own ideals, and you can live from those. The creative mindset. What is the creative mindset? Folks, I'm not going to try to tell you what it is. It's like the Matrix. Nobody can say just what it is. You've got to find out for yourself. You've got to train to find out what the creative mindset is, because if you're operating from a normal, get that now, normal mindset, the average everyday mindset that an average human being operates from, you can't comprehend what the creative mindset is. And I'm not talking about something that's unnatural. The creative mindset is you tapping in to your highest intelligence. It is you setting up shop in your frontal lobes instead of operating from the ancient parts of your brain. It's you tapping in to the fore part of your brain and actually living from that. It's an entirely different experience than a mechanical mindset, and you need to find out what it is. Now, who might have a clue as to what it is? And sometimes it's just a clue because you have to train your butt off to get there. Who might have a clue? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? You may have a clue as to what's possible from a creative mindset. And not always, because I get people, and when I make these claims, folks, I am not blowing smoke. I get people every single day in one or another of my training methods, whether it be through YouTube, whether it be through any of the other video sites, whether it be from the 7-day course, or whether it be from just generally going out and talking to people online in the various forums. Someone every day has been meditating or doing yoga for years and has no clue into the creative mindset, into their higher self, into their deepest intuitive intelligence, into that silent, quiet place where you can actually look out into the world and not lean on mechanical thoughts to tell you how everything is. People who've been doing it for years and not know. But if you have a good instructor, which is not likely, you may have an adequate instructor, but it's not likely you have a good one. With a good one, you know this already. It wouldn't be telling it to you. If you have a good enough instructor, they may have taken you to a place to where maybe you did at least touch the hem of that garment. If you've been meditating for quite a while, or if you have a really effective instructor in yoga, maybe they've been able to give you some illumination as to the possibilities of your mind. Most likely not, but it's a possibility. So I'm not going to describe it to you. It's a waste of time. It's an intellectual exercise that does not work. All I'm telling you this, if you go to the studio, begin training, whether you do the free training, whether you go ahead and enroll in the actual, become a subscriber in the actual studio itself, you'll start to get a clue, because my training is designed to get you there as fast as possible. And I'm not talking about instant. You're going to have to work. Now, there's some things that you will get some really fast results in. For instance, I have techniques, and I've even given them out for free. You can find one on YouTube even that'll improve your attention span. And I'm not talking about the span as in the width of your attention. I'm talking about the span as in the duration of your attention, your ability to be able to do something for longer than you do it now, without getting thrown off course. Now, some of those things you can get some quick progress in. And when I say quick, I mean you can do it within 30 days. You can get some major training. And the reason you're going to get that kind of success is because, again, these techniques reveal to you what's been getting in your way. So if you want to improve your attention span, hey, I can get you that in 30 days, no problem. But if what you want is to change who you are and stop suffering what you're suffering and actually be able to carry out your objectives in the fastest time possible in a straight line, then I'm going to need you, hopefully, to not operate on a mechanical level and to get onto the creative level. Because if you don't, if you've got a career and you're operating on a mechanical level, you'll be just like everybody else. On a mechanical level, you'll just have to do what you know how to do a lot more intensely. And maybe your boss will take notice of it and you'll get some benefit there. I can teach you how to concentrate and be able to get that kind of effect. But you will not change as a human being. If you're a worry wart, you'll still be a worry wart. You'll just know how to concentrate. If you're a jerk, you'll probably still be a jerk, but you'll know how to concentrate as a jerk. Now, if I can take you into the creative mindset, you'll lose all that negative stuff. You'll achieve what you want faster, but you'll actually be fulfilled in it, and people will love you for it. You'll actually be a giving human being. You'll operate from a mindset that actually expands the benefits to other people while you're getting your own benefits. But if you operate on a mechanical level, it's going to be all about you. And I can't, the only way I'm going to be able to help you change that is to go get to the creative plane. Now, if you're in business and you've got a self-esteem problem in the mechanical level, and you think you can only go so far that you should only try so much, I can help you change that from a mechanical standpoint to where I can just teach you how to work harder, be more focused, you know, have more concentration. But pretty much you'll kind of still be the same person. You'll still have those limitations. You'll blow through every limitation, but you'll always set up a new limitation in your own mind because you're operating from a mechanical level. But if I can take you to the creative level, your business will be wide open. You'll have no limits. You won't even consider that you should be holding yourself back. You won't throw up obstacles. You'll see through obstacles. There are no obstacles. That's one of the hardest things to try to teach people. There are no obstacles. There are only challenges to your growth and your understanding. Oh, I got no money. That's not an obstacle. Money's not an obstacle. It's just an interesting challenge. Now, if you're operating on a mechanical level, you know, money can be a major obstacle. It's as real as any wall that you can tap on. It is. But if you're operating on the creative level, every obstacle that comes up is fun time. Oh, yeah. So whatever I'm running into with people out here, since I've arrived in Washington State, whether it be the bigotry, the prejudice, the low self-esteem, the self-loathing, the poor career and business performance from people who should not be suffering such things, all those things are solved on the creative level. Again, I can train you on the mechanical level to be able to concentrate, to be able to be more productive, but it's not really going to change you as a human being. If I can get you to the creative level, you're already changed. So let me move on to the next thing. I am going to run out of time. I've been more fired up than I thought I should be here. So you know the mechanical versus the creative. Well, you know the mechanical. You don't really know the creative. In order to know the creative, you've got to train yourself. Okay, you've got to get in, and you've got to actually take a look at your own habits of attention, your own habits of thought, so that you can know the truth behind these things. Because the truth will set you free. It's a cliche, but it's true. Once you know the truth about thought, one, you've already gone to my older show, and you know what you know the nature of thought. You should know the nature of attention if you listen to this show at all. If you know the nature of those two things, then you've got to be questioning if these things are so changeable, if these things are so malleable, if these things are so adjustable. Why are they? What's behind? There's something behind them. If you're not your thoughts and you are not your thoughts, what are you? If you can change your thoughts, what does the changing? This is what you want to know the answer to, and this is why you should train yourself. This is where we start to get into the creative mindset. So, mechanical versus creative, you know what to do now. You know what mechanical is. In order to get the creative thought, you got to train yourself. You know how to get the training. Go to the training studio, sign up for the free 7-day course, start yourself on your way. Thought, force, and effects. Every thought you have, every thought that you dwell on all day long while you're thinking and you're talking to yourself, these things have force and effect. Now, on the previous show, I told you, of course, it has a three-dimensional feel to it. But there, I did a show some weeks ago on making your subconscious mind your ally. How do you program your subconscious mind? How do you develop the habits that you have, the habits of thought and the habits of behavior? Through your thinking. Whatever thought you're having right now, especially if you're deeply immersed into it, is either a result of a thought similar to it that you've already been thinking a lot in the past and it's programmed into your subconscious. It's just a big tape recorder is all it is. Or you are currently programming your subconscious with that particular idea, and it's going to come around again, guaranteed. If you're thinking a crappy thought about any particular thing, you are carving that idea into your subconscious, and it will come around again. And when it comes around the next time, you'll think it's your original voice, and it's not. It's just a tape recording. That's one thing. That's why I try to tell you. In psychology and psychiatry, they love people operating on the mechanical mindset because it's so predictable. It's like sending a car to the mechanic. The mechanic knows how the engine operates. It knows how to fix it. He knows how to fix it, and he makes his money that way. You can fix it yourself by learning the nature of attention and the nature of thought, by mastering it. Whatever thought you're thinking right now, whatever thought you're thinking throughout your day, is either a result of something you've already conditioned into your subconscious or has been conditioned in your subconscious, or it's being programmed right now as you think it. Thought force and effects, the only ones we're really concerned about is your behavior. Your thoughts determine the way you feel, and the way you feel in connection with that thought will determine what you do in any given moment. You may not even be aware of it. You're on a diet. You're supposed to be eating healthy for energy to carry you through to your goals and what you want to do that day, to be able to enjoy yourself. But you walk by the donut shop, and here comes those thoughts. You're on the internet. You see some delicious dessert recipe, and here comes those thoughts and those impulses. Of course, if you have the thought, guess what's going to come next? The impulse, the physical reaction to the thought that you're thinking. You're not supposed to be drinking. You're supposed to be cutting back on your partying. You find yourself in situations socially where you're tempted. Guess what the temptation is? It's not the thing that you're seeing. Your temptation is the thought itself, the fact that you're having a thought and the physical impulses that's attached to it. That's the force. That's the effect. What follows that? Behavior. Thought, force, and effect. That's how powerful thought is. That's why the world is ruled not by kings, not by presidents, not by militaries. All of those are ruled by the same thing that you're ruled by, that the whole world is ruled by, and that is thought. Thought rules the world. And if you're not in control of your thoughts, you are ruled by somebody else, by somebody else's ideas. Thought rules the world, folks. Because thought has force and it has effects. Somebody gives you an idea, your political affiliations, your religious affiliations, your social affiliations, all these things are revolving around a set of ideas. And you've bought into it. And you follow it because the thought, the idea has force and effect. What is the force and effect? The effect is in your own mind. It's on your own body, your impulses. You can feel it in your body. Think a negative thought and you'll sense the negative reaction. Think a positive thought, you'll sense the positive reaction. Think a pleasurable thought, you can sense the pleasurable reaction within your body. Force and effects on thought. Now you know why thought is so powerful. So, in controlling your thoughts and beginning to control your thoughts, you want to control two things. You want to control the character and the content of your thoughts. You want to control the character of your thoughts in that you don't want them to be out of control. You want to literally be driving the bus when it comes to your own mind. You want to control the character. You want to move from mechanical to creative. You want to control the content of your thoughts. Content is everything, folks. Is it negative? Is it positive? Is it empowering? Is it sabotaging? All day long, you're thinking thousands of thoughts. And some people find that a stunning fact. But yes, you're thinking thousands of thoughts every day. I saw one estimate that you think upwards of, the average human being thinks upwards of 30 to 40,000 thoughts every day. They just don't notice them. That mental talk you do all day long, that chatter on in your head, you talking to yourself, each of those counts as a thought. Ideas flash by, boom, 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 boom. And most of us never even see them. Because, you know, most of us are moving through our days like we're robots. The content of every one of those 30 to 40,000 thoughts is important because they signal two things, one of two things. They signal the character of the thoughts. Is that thought a result of you thinking it, or is it a result of it automatically playing out of your subconscious? And it signals the content of it. Are you tense? Are you anxious? Are you worried? Or are you happy? Are you excited and ready to go? When you can pay attention to the content of your thoughts, you can know whether or not to take proactive action in that moment to either snap out of it, detach from it, adjust it to something more useful, or you can decide whether or not to quiet your mind and clear the mechanism. These are powers you have in controlling your thought. So, I'm going to give you an illustration, something I call madman standing next to me. There's a madman or mad woman standing next to you, walking along beside you all day long. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, there's a voice going on in your head. And it says some of the most ridiculous, insane things. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If people could hear you thinking your thoughts aloud, you would be shocked, stunned, and embarrassed if you're not in control of your thoughts, if you're not a person who's driving the bus. And the training techniques that you begin when you sign up for either the studio or for the free 7-day course, you'll begin to see things about your own mind that will absolutely knock you for a loop. You will not believe the self-contradicting, strange things that go on in your mind all day long when you're not paying attention to it. And those things you want to see, the things you must see if you're going to make a difference in your own life. You need to know these things. There's a madman, a madwoman hanging out with you all day long, and you need to see it so that you can disconnect from it and start living your life creatively. When you think about your job, you think about your career, you think about yourself, you think about the people around you, you watch the news, listen to the reaction in your own mind, and you'll know that there's some crazy weirdo hanging out with you all day long, and your job is to take control, to wrest control away from that crazy person. Now, I'm not out to insult people who actually have mental illness. That's not my purpose in giving that illustration. My purpose is to let you know that your mind, when not under your control, operates like a crazy person. The moment you go ahead and start getting that proactive control, to start controlling your thoughts, then you will take yourself out of that kind of situation. So you want to control the content, you want to control the character and the frequency, and by doing so, you will absolutely change your relationship to thought. When you can start to operate your thoughts as though you are in control of them, you will begin to get to know the thinker behind the thought. And that's a whole other show. I'm not going to get into that right now because it's too big. It's too profound. So, folks, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Mental Power Hour. I apologize for the technical difficulties early on. I'll find a way to make it up to you this week. I'll probably do some extra short little mini shows to for it. I will see you guys hopefully next week if I don't have any mechanical difficulties or technical difficulties. And thank you to the Mental Power Hour.